I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to the Tech Pet Peeve Sound Off Show. Haven't really had that many, have we?
Not that many.
So I'm surprised. I figured we'd get a lot of emails from people saying, oh, this is what I hate. You know what really burns my butt? Flame about that eye. Figured we'd get a couple of those.
That would do it.
No. Before we go back to the phones, Senior Shad, let's go to our Geek Speak of the Week, shall we?
Right.
Tired of those nerds and geeks talking to you like you don't know what they're talking about? Well, this segment of the show helps you dispel that insanity those tech people throw at you.
Exactly.
By explaining a term that you may or may not hear in your travels.
Right.
This week's Geek Speak of the Week is?
It is dongle.
Hold on there, Kimosabe. It's a family show.
Dongle.
That's what you do when you hang from a tree. You dangle.
Well, close. It's a slang term for an external hardware device that attaches to your computer and dangles off of it. Thus, the term dongle.
Why wouldn't they call it dangle?
Yeah. Duh.
That just doesn't sound as cool.
I got a dongle for my PC.
No, it's a lot of, you'll see, I guess originally dongles, which is, you explained this to me the other day, was dongles originally were small devices that would plug into your computer and that were used for expensive software packages so that the software company would know you had a legitimate key to use there.
You could copy the software all you wanted, but if you didn't have the dongle, you couldn't run it.
Right.
This dongle usually plugged into the parallel port.
Or now they have them.
Now they...
USB ports.
The USBs, of course.
And that's still used as a piracy kind of protection kind of process, because that dongle has a special little chip and a little code on it, and it's matched for you, and it'll only work, actually, some of them, it can be actually only usable in that one machine. So, like, if you were to take it to another machine and try to load the software, it wouldn't run.
Right.
Check out my dongle.
Let's not. How about our download of the week?
Download of the week is called Sync Back, and it's a backup freeware program, meaning that it's free to download, and it allows you to back up your data on your computer to another hard drive, another share on your network.
I don't need to back up. My computer's new.
I haven't had a problem in 3 years. Why should I back up?
Just keep telling yourself that. Maybe it'll become true.
Two kind of hard drives out there, right?
That's right.
Those that have crashed and those that are going to crash. Which one do you have?
So you can download something for free and protect your data, or you can spend thousands of dollars to have it
recovered afterwards. Now, this does not give you backup like to CDs or that kind of thing. It's just from drive to drive.
Drive to drive, drive to another share on the network, or even you can even set it to go to another an FTP site on the internet.
What the heck's an FTP site?
We discussed this last week on the show.
Well, I'm kind of an idiot. I don't remember. What's FTP mean?
FTP is File Transfer Protocol, and it allows you to transfer files
with this protocol
through the internet.
It's so self-explanatory.
So you're basically just backing up files to another computer
that happens to be connected through the internet.
Right.
Yeah, check out the big brain on Brad.
Woo-hoo-hoo. I don't have Chad. It has to be Brad.
Well, we're going to have to like superimpose Chad at the end, or we'll have to start screaming Chad.
Or you could just call me Brad.
That's easier,
there
actually.
There you go.
Good.
Yeah, but you know what? Brad the Spaz doesn't work as good as Chad the Spaz. Of course, Chaz the Spaz is really the best. So let's call him Chaz.
How about Braz?
How about we go to the phones and talk to Bill, who's got a problem with something called Search Locate?
Yes, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to
you. We've been searching for you, and we have located you.
Hey, we're both winning here so far.
I'm assuming that your pet peeve is that you don't like being hijacked.
I think I've got hijacked.
You have been hijacked, and unfortunately, that's one of the nasty hijackers.
Okay.
How technically savvy are you?
Oh, I'm fairly so.
Okay, there's a program called Hijack This.
Hijack This?
That's out there that you may want to go find, download, and play with. It's a free download.
Okay.
It's a bunch of places you can get it. Now, it is a very technical tool because it'll actually show you kind of like the innards of Windows at a kind of a command line or text level to show you all the stuff that's being told to run whenever your machine starts.
Mm-hmm.
And see, what happens is with these hijack programs, they get into a part of Windows where if you delete everything that you can see from the user standpoint and then restart the machine, bingo, comes right back.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're known as hijacking programs, because what they're doing, and people want to know, well, what do they get out of this, right?
Yes.
What they're doing is they're generating what's called page views. All these infected machines generate traffic to a specific place on the internet. And guess what they do with that traffic? They sell that to somebody that's going to throw a bunch of pop-ups at you and try to install a bunch of stuff into your machine to track what you're doing. A nice little nifty little circle they've got going here, huh?
Right.
It's nasty. So
this seems to only be giving me problems in two places. That is any downloads that I'm trying to download.
Yes.
And the other thing is that on the Google browser, I'm getting a little side panel, which is the same thing.
You mean when you go to Google?
Yes.
Yeah, they can tell it to do anything they want once they're in. What it does is really secondary to the fact that they've gotten in there.
Yes.
You got some bad guys in your nightclub, and you got to get them out of there.
Right.
But you can't just, you know, they're a little hard for you to look in that dark space and know which ones the bad guys are. So you need those special 3D glasses that Hijack This is going to give you.
And here's where you can get Hijack This very easily.
Get out of here. You know already?
I already know. If you go to spychecker.com.
Spychecker?
Right at the top, it says top 25 downloads. Click on that link. And number 14 is Hijack This.
Okay.
It's free. You can download it. It's very simple. Just follow the instructions, and you should be good to go.
Well, swell.
And yeah, actually, if you want to, I mean, this is one of those long, tedious, line-by-line processes, and there's lots of people out there that if you don't know what you're doing with Hijack This, you can actually post the Hijack This log file out there if you want to go through all that. So it's a lot of work, but if you're up for the task, give it a shot.
Okay, and the alternate is to take it to someone like yourself?
No, actually, the alternate would be to get some lighter fluid and maybe a gun.
Well, I just went to an alternate. I went from a PC to a new iMac G5.
And, oh, you know what?
Those are cool looking, huh?
They are very cool looking.
I'm looking at one. I'm looking at your website on it.
All right. Well, listen, Bill. Bottom line on any of these, you got to decide: do I want to spend money or do I want to spend time? And that'll help guide which direction you go. And that's pretty much all of you out there. You're having these major problems. It's time or money, whichever one you'd rather spend.
Good luck with that, Bill. It's the Computer Corner, back right after the news here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
It's back.